is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Creston. The Biden administration giving Ukraine the authority to use long-range missiles from the United States on Russia, something that's been resisted until now. ABC's Ian Panel in Kyiv with more on the weekend fighting.
Russia unleashing its third largest attack against Ukraine this year, more than 200 missiles and drones, targeting power plants and energy infrastructure nationwide, killing at least seven civilians, authorities say.
Climate talks head into their second week at the COP29 summit in Azerbaijan this week. Brazil is preparing to host the G20 summit, President Biden becoming the first sitting U.S. president to visit the Brazilian rainforest. Two separate shootings around a parade in New Orleans over the weekend.
Apparently, a car was involved, a suspect car, and shots were fired into the crowd.
That's a police chief, eight people shot and wounded, but 45 minutes later, another shooting left two dead. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks host the Houston Rockets. Head coach Doc Rivers fined $25,000 by the NBA for complaining about the refs after Saturday night's loss to the Hornets. Giannis Antetokounmpo has to comment.
This is my 12th year. Rule number one, don't give away your money. And rule number two, don't forget rule number one.
NFL, the Packers with a 20-19 win over the Bears in Chicago, thanks to a block kick by Green Bay defensive lineman Carl Brooks. It's the first time in 85 years the Packers have won a game with a block kick. Jordan Love.
A lot of emotions, obviously, final play of the game. They're going to kick a field goal. We know what we need to do. You know, we need to go out there and get a block. And, man, that was a huge play.
College football, Badgers head coach Luke Fickell has fired his offensive coordinator, Phil Longo, after losing 16-13 to Oregon.
The games that have come down to the fourth quarter, the games that have come down to the most critical times, the deep, deep waters, we still have yet to get over the hump and find a way to pull it out.
That's Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Earl Ingram.
Dunn from Milwaukee.
I enjoy your show right now at a time like this. You are great therapy for me. I don't know what I'd do without you guys.
We enjoy you as well. That's the importance of Civic Media and this platform. And Sandy and I take this seriously. We're going to continue to do whatever it is we can to make sure that people like you continue to get your voices heard.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we'll be joined by President of the Union, Reed Galen, also a founder of the Lincoln Project. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy today with scattered rain developing by mid-afternoon, and there could be some heavy rain. We're talking a half inch to an inch by the time it all winds down early tomorrow. Our high today, 54. Tonight, breezy, low of 50. Tomorrow, breezy, rain ending with a high near 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, John Nichols from The Nation and the Cap Times. We'll talk about John Thune, the Senate Majority Leader, and his relationship to Trump. Plus, Jesse Waters says RFK Jr. is going to make it sexy like the 90s. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Anxiety and worry about your interior project with The Painter Lady, founded by me, Lisa White. The Painter Lady knows that a detailed estimate where you're free to shop and cherry pick your choices eliminates stress.
Free estimates, stellar products, and a super skilled team. The Painter Lady, creating beautiful and inspiring spaces.
Visit thepainterlady.com.
The JR Sport Brief.
College athletics is going to be in the toilet.
The system is going to be in the toilet for the foreseeable future. It's going to be a mess, I don't want to say for the next decade, but it's going to take them about that long to iron everything out. Rome was not built in a day. And the fact that you had a system that exploited the athletes for as many years as it did, to just overturn that overnight and just make it a free-for-all? Yeah, these are the results.
96.7 FM, 1670 AM, The Zone.
Well, I love to travel, but I love to come home. Hello, Monday. Welcome in. I'm the fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke. This is the Midwest Farm Report, fresh off our trip to the National Association of Farm Broadcasting last week in Kansas City. Got to give a special shout out. If you haven't already checked out our Facebook pages, Fabulous Farm Babe or Midwest Farm Report, Stephanie Hoff, our own Stephanie Hoff, captured the 2024 Horizon Award from the National Association of Farm Broadcasting. She also picked up some Journalism Excellence Awards. Take a look at the pictures. We're so proud of Stephanie Hoff and congratulate her again today. Now, we move forward, though, and we've got to get ready for some changing weather this week around Wisconsin. By about midweek, it is going to feel and look a little more like November. Kind of a rainy day on the way today. Daytime highs, about 54 degrees. Maybe a little patchy fog this morning that you're going to have to deal with. And it's going to be windy, gusting up to 25 miles an hour. We could get anywhere from a half to three quarters of an inch of rain out of the system today. That's going to continue into tonight. Overnight lows dropping to around, 35 degrees or so. And then tomorrow, another 50% chance of rain, probably before 9 in the morning. Tomorrow's highs, 59 degrees, but winds will continue to gust. And then things get interesting starting on Wednesday with a chance of rain and snow showers before 9 a.m. We'll find out what Stu Mocker, ag meteorologist, has to say about that after we catch up with Jill Welke and Caitlin Kessler on what's going on with beef imports, specifically focused on our Wisconsin beef producers. That's next.
Actor portrayal.
When I joined Better Life, I thought it was just about life insurance, but it's so much more. Better Life connects me with others in my community through social groups, events, and wellness programs. Insurance helps give me peace of mind, but the member benefits, they give me a real sense of belonging.
Better Life Insurance, where better means belonging. Call 888-488-4136. Insurance issued by Better Life Insurance Company. Terms and conditions apply. Member benefits are subject to change. Contact a licensed agent for details.
Farming is full of up and downs, but with the right tools, you can navigate any cycle. Join Compeer Financial's Grain Vantage webinar on December 4th from 9 to noon. Hear from ag industry pros like me, Rob Sharkey, during this free virtual event. Leave with real-world strategies to help you manage risk and explore opportunities in today's market. Visit compeer.com/grainvantage to sign up. The Grain Vantage webinar, helping you take control of your farm's financial future.
Okay, it's time for our fan field goal kick of the game. This week's contestant already looks like a winner, Jim. He's sporting a Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist Corn t-shirt. Well, with an advanced combination of exclusive genetics at his side, this should be an easy 3 points. Like three distinct modes of action against above ground pests. All right, here's the kick. It's good! Not bad for a guy in work boots.
Start your best year yet. Visit pioneer.com/nopests.
Attention farmers and ranchers, the Can-Am Ag and Business Program wants to reward hardworking folks like you. Head to your local Can-Am dealer to find out how you can get extra coverage on top of a rebate of up to $1,500 on select Can-Am Defender and Outlander models. If you've had your eyes set on a Can-Am workhorse, now is the time to get your own. Visit your local Can-Am dealer to add a true game changer to your roster. Certain conditions apply. See dealer for details.
Well, if you follow me at all, you know that I like adventures, and adventures are to be had when you work for the Wisconsin Beef Council. I'm Jill Welke from the northern end of the world's longest barn here in Eau Claire, and I have Caitlin Kessler. She's part of the Wisconsin Beef Council, and she had the opportunity to work with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection to go on an adventure down to Florida. Why does the Beef Council want to collaborate with DADCAP?
So we work closely with the Department of Agriculture for our mission to drive demand for beef in a lot of different aspects. You know, a couple years ago, we used one of their export grants to bring a kind of reverse trade mission, some folks from the Japanese food service industry to come and see our agricultural sector. So this was an opportunity for us to go and put ourselves out there and meet some of those possible importers or folks who are seeking some beef and put our faces out there with Department of Ag. And so they reached out and said that they were taking part in this America's Food and Beverage Show and Conference. And this was the first time that they had participated in it. And they wanted to include all the commodity organizations that were in Wisconsin. So they invited us, the Wisconsin Beef Council, Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. There was ginseng represented, Wisconsin potatoes were represented, as well as cranberry. So this was truly a collaborative effort, and it was very fitting because the area of the trade show that we were in was called Taste of the States, and we truly had the taste aspect there with them handing out some of our famous dried Wisconsin cranberries. Of course, we with the Wisconsin Beef Council invested those beef checkoff dollars to hand out some snack sticks to some of the folks on the grounds. And I tell you, you know, we have this beautiful imagery behind us of roasts and some of the different steak cuts and primals that we have to offer. And folks absolutely adored those snack sticks that came out of Ottumwa, Wisconsin. So that was a really fun way to open the door to some of those conversations. Folks would walk by, just that simple, hey, do you want a snack stick? They realize that we have a quality beef product to offer, and that opens the door to those conversations.
And where was this trade show?
It was right in Miami. It was at the Miami Beach Convention Center, and it was 3 days of being with the Department of Ag and having those conversations and really learning a lot. And I'll be honest with you, Jill, that's typically not my department. Our executive director, Tammy Vossen, does a fantastic job working to help increase our exports, continuing to add value to those beef animals for our farmers. And this was an event where she already had a commitment and she knew she couldn't go. And she said, hey, do you think you're ready to try something like this? And I was grateful to have the support of not only Tammy, but also a lot of the leaders in our beef industry here in Wisconsin who provided the resources and materials for me to go and have these conversations while I was in Miami. And I was incredibly nervous because the very first morning I had one-on-one buyers meetings. So I was sitting down with folks from different countries. It was kind of like a matchmaker game or speed dating, where beforehand we had filled out these profiles showcasing what we had to offer. And then these buyers, whether they represented hotel chains or grocery stores, they had filled out their bios, and then they matched us together to see how we could work together, share the information, and get those leads so that we can continue to get that Wisconsin product, continue to get beef on tables outside of our borders. And I was incredibly nervous for those talks, but the more I sat down and kept doing them, the more I was grateful for this opportunity because I really had the chance to learn what there is out there. One of my first meetings was with this gentleman from Aruba who talked about how they don't have an agriculture sector. They're very much a tourism-based area, and so they rely on these imports. They rely on countries and states like Wisconsin to be able to provide a product that they can put on the tables and that they can use in their hotels and their restaurants. And they were specifically in Aruba, they were looking for some choice cuts. They said prime's too expensive for us. We want some choice that's still that high quality that we can put on people's tables. I met two gentlemen in separate meetings from Guyana. And they had a cool story as well. If anyone watches the news, they might have seen that they've struck a lot of oil over there. And so they suddenly have this huge demand for beef because they're feeding these oil crews that are coming out. And so they want to meet the demand of the folks that are working in their country. And so they're scrambling, trying to find enough beef to meet that taste palette for them. So it was just a great chance to look outside of the state borders that I personally hadn't had before and see places where we can fill that need.
And we're chatting with Caitlin Kessler. She is part of the Wisconsin Beef Council. Wisconsin brought the A game down to Miami. What about other states? Did you see other commodities out there and other states working hard to promote what they have?
We did. There was a lot of other states that also chose to have a booth at this conference, this America Food and Beverage Conference. And what was so unique about Wisconsin's approach was that we were the only state that I saw that brought down the commodity organizations, the checkoff organizations. The other states, they brought down a business that would come and sell their individual product. And that was great. And that worked great for that business. But I valued DATCAP's approach because it allowed us to open the door not just to a specific business in Wisconsin, but to the entire industry and what we have to offer. Because, of course, we have some of those larger packers in our state, but I was amazed with how many folks came up to me and they said, I want to work with our small to mid-sized processors, or I'm looking specifically for one item. I had a lot of folks come up and say that they were looking for those snack sticks, exactly like what we were distributing. They were looking for those convenience food items that they could have in the front of their stores or towards the checkouts, and they didn't have a supplier for that yet. So I thought it was a really unique approach that DATCAP took with this, and I'm hopeful that they will continue pursuing these opportunities and help us extend our checkoff dollars by increasing this collaboration and getting us involved.
And now you said that there's people out there looking for specific products. Are you able to supply them with a business name or a connection back here in Wisconsin where they can meet up and reach out and meet everybody's needs?
That's a great question, Jill, and yes, that is definitely our goal with this. So we did have some materials from some of our packers that we could distribute, but we also kept a very detailed list. So at the end of each side of the conference, I took my hand-scribbled notes because I have terrible handwriting, and I would transcribe them into an Excel spreadsheet that we have with the company's name, the contact information, and what specifically they're looking for. So once we returned back to Wisconsin, then that was our opportunity to really hit the ground running and see where we can plug these gaps, where we can find the need. So that's working with the Wisconsin Association of Meat Processors to see if they have some individual companies that might be interested in exporting, whether it's within the United States, just going across those state borders, or if they have the capacity to export overseas and meet some of these needs. It's working with those larger packers that have the options that we heard, like Halal or Kosher. I had some of those conversations while I was down in Miami. And so, yes, that is definitely our overall goal, is to not just have this be a trip down to Miami and make connections, but to have tangible beef sales that come from this.
And that was Caitlin Kessler. She's part of the Wisconsin Beef Council, checking out where those checkoff dollars are being spent. I'm Jill Welke from the northern end of the world's longest barn here in Eau Claire.
What weather is in store for the Midwest today? Stay tuned as Ag Meteorologist Stu Muck gives you the latest forecast in just moments, right here on the Midwest Farm Report.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. Cleta Mitchell, a 2020 Trump election lawyer who later pushed so-called election integrity laws in states around the U.S., is now calling for all U.S. Department of Justice voting rights and civil rights lawyers to be fired. Mitchell served in Trump's team of lawyers trying to overthrow the results of the 2020 election. Since then, her Election Integrity Network group helped state legislatures make it harder to vote by mail and to register and vote on Election Day. She also called for states to leave ERIC, the Interstate Electronic Registration Information Center, because of a conspiracy theory that it was run by George Soros. And most recently, she championed Trump's debunked claims of widespread voting by undocumented immigrants. November 13th, the same day Representative Matt Gaetz was nominated for U.S. Attorney General by President-elect Trump, Mitchell wrote in a social media post, quote, "Every lawyer in the voting section and likely the Civil Rights Division needs to be terminated. They are not supportive of President Trump or MAGA. There has to be a reckoning. These are left-wing activists who have come from and should return to their left-wing organizations," unquote. It's unclear whether Mitchell's influence is enough to dismantle the DOJ's voting rights and civil rights units, but it's indicative of the voting rights challenges ahead. We have more on Mitchell and her so-called election integrity projects at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Mike Siegel joins us now to make our popcorn pick of the week. Hey, Mike.
When I was a kid in the 70s, there was no Walmart. There was no right. Sears was everything, from our tools to all our back-to-school clothes, everything else. Right?
Pants, stereos, kitchen appliances. Do you have pantyhose? Yeah, they're right next to power tools on the second floor. It's like you really could get everything there.
Everything.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
On the next show, it's Motown Monday, and we'll dive deep into why certain groups voted for Donald Trump and the direction of the future of our nation.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
End of the line this morning is Stu Mocker, ag meteorologist. So you're thinking precipitation is going to change form maybe a little bit later this week, but rainfall reporters are going to stay busy today, huh?
We're going to have some rain start building in today. I mean, it's still off to our south this morning, Pam, southern Iowa, northern Missouri, but it's going to push straight north. Low pressure is around western Texas, and is going to head straight, well, almost straight north, heading up toward Minnesota and then up into Canada. With us being on the east side of that lows path, I expect we stay a little more mild and talk about rain. Rain could be heavier, I'd say, west of I-39. And unfortunately, I'm looking at Boston, right up toward Wausau and those areas, where up to 1 or even 2 inches of rain may very well fall, beginning a bit later today toward midday or in the afternoon at Boston. And then lasting overnight and into the day tomorrow, a dense fog advisory already this morning in southeast Wisconsin. We may see snowflakes and try to mix in as we look toward a little later Wednesday. I'll have those forecast details right after this.
Farming is full of up and downs, but with the right tools, you can navigate any cycle. Join Compeer Financial's Grain Vantage webinar on December 4th from 9 to noon. Hear from ag industry pros like me, Rob Sharkey, during this free virtual event. Leave with real-world strategies to help you manage risk and explore opportunities in today's market. Visit Compeer.com/GrainVantage to sign up. The Grain Vantage webinar, helping you take control of your farm's financial future.
Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
If you're interested in a rewarding career with a strong Wisconsin company, Rural Mutual Insurance is looking to add to their growing team of successful employees and agents. Apply online today at ruralmutual.com/careers.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Attention farmers and ranchers, the Can-Am Ag and Business Program wants to reward hardworking folks like you. Head to your local Can-Am dealer to find out how you can get extra coverage on top of a rebate of up to $1,500 on select Can-Am Defender and Outlander models. If you've had your eyes set on a Can-Am workhorse, now's the time to get your own. Visit your local Can-Am dealer to add a true game changer to your roster. Certain conditions apply. See dealer for details.
Okay, it's time for our fan field goal kick of the game. This week's contestant already looks like a winner, Jim. He's sporting a Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist Corn t-shirt. Well, with an advanced combination of exclusive genetics at his side, this should be an easy 3 points. Like 3 distinct modes of action against above ground pests. All right, here's the kick. It's good! Not bad for a guy in work boots.
Start your best year yet. Visit pioneer.com/nopests.
I know we got a lot of commercials, but let's get a lot of those details on weather today, Stu. Wet one, huh?
Yeah, it's going to start getting a little more wet. There's a dense fog advisory already this morning. Jefferson, Waukesha, Green Rock, Walworth, Racine, and Kenosha County. Patchy fog elsewhere, cloudy skies, and rain will develop. May not happen until we make our way toward late morning in the south and then spread north after that. Temps pushing into the low and mid-50s with southeast and east winds getting a bit more gusty today. Clouds and rain overnight. Could be a late-night thunderstorm. Temps don't cool much. May even rise in the night in the 50s. with a strong southeast wind gusting to 35. The rain still around into Tuesday, Pam, and then maybe a rain snowflake developing Wednesday. I don't expect much to accumulate, but a little sloppy snowflake could be seen at midweek.
All right, so hopefully we don't crack the rain gauges yet, folks, so please do be using them. Our talk text line, 877-301-FARM. That's 877-301-3276. I'd love to hear from you on a Monday. Ag weather this morning was too much. Brought to you courtesy of our friends at Compure Financial, your partner in agriculture and rural America. Visit Compure.com for more.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Selling your cattle is easy with American Foods Group, a family-owned company bringing you the best prices and expertise right from the dairy, ranch, feed yard, or local market. Call today at 800-345-0293 or email info@americanfoodsgroup.com.
It's the sound of a soda, considered one of the coolest things made in Wisconsin. Jolly Good has been around since the 1960s. Cryer Foods makes it in Random Lake, which is in Sheboygan County. But Cryer started as a canning company in 1913. What was being canned there? Sauerkraut? Peas? Beets? The answer coming up.
At Jolly Good, we believe in quality.
Soda turned into an important revenue stream when production at the canning company slowed in the colder months. So what was being canned there? Sauerkraut? Peas? Beets? All three, plus juice, soups, and more. By the 1960s, Cryer quit canning and went all in on Jolly Good soda.
For flavor and value, Jolly Good's got it.
The latest resurgence of Jolly Good makes it a slice of Wisconsin for yesterday and today. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Jeannie from Eau Claire.
I am thankful for Civic Media, the on-air talent, the technicians, the producers, the new staff, and especially Mr. Sage Wild. It's a very, very sad, shocking day for me, but I still have hope because I have hope in you guys. Keep up the great work.
Thank you, bye. Jeannie. You give us hope. Appreciate you listening.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Biden administration giving Ukraine the authority to use long-range missiles from the United States on Russia, something that's been resisted until now. ABC's Ian Panel in Kyiv with more on the weekend fighting.
Russia unleashing its third largest attack against Ukraine this year, more than 200 missiles and drones, targeting power plants and energy infrastructure nationwide, killing at least seven civilians, authorities say.
Climate talks head into their second week at the COP29 summit in Azerbaijan this week. Brazil is preparing to host the G20 summit, President Biden becoming the first sitting U.S. president to visit the Brazilian rainforest. Two separate shootings around a parade in New Orleans over the weekend.
Apparently, a car was involved, a suspect car, and shots were fired into the crowd.
That's a police chief. Eight people shot and wounded. But 45 minutes later, another shooting left two dead. This is ABC News.
Basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks host the Houston Rockets. Head coach Doc Rivers fined $25,000 by the NBA for complaining about the refs after Saturday night's loss to the Hornets. Giannis Antetokounmpo has to comment.
This is my 12th year. Rule number one, don't give away your money. And rule number two, don't forget rule number one.
NFL, the Packers with a 20-19 win over the Bears in Chicago, thanks to a blocked kick by Green Bay defensive lineman Carl Brooks. It's the first time in 85 years the Packers have won a game with a the block kick, Jordan Love.
A lot of emotions, obviously, you know, final play of the game. They're going to kick a field goal. We know what we need to do. You know, we need to go out there and get a block. And, man, that was a huge play.
College football, Badgers head coach Luke Fickell has fired his offensive coordinator, Phil Longo, after losing 16-13 to Oregon.
The games that have come down to the fourth quarter, the games that have come down to the most critical times, the deep, deep waters, we still have yet to get over the hump and find a way to pull it out.
That's Luke Fickell with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, I'll be joined by Tom Moore from the Center for American Progress Action Fund. We'll discuss Trump's personnel selection process and recess appointments. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy today with scattered rain developing by mid-afternoon, and there could be some heavy rain. We're talking a half inch to an inch by the time it all winds down early tomorrow. Our high today, 54. Tonight, breezy, low of 50. Tomorrow, breezy, rain ending with a high near 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kalen Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now I know. Now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The Todd Alba Show.
Managing editor of E-Bombs World, Mr. Peter Rapine.
Google this week released a new product, the new AI overview. If you Google search, can I use gasoline to cook spaghetti? Google says, no, you can't use it to cook spaghetti, but you can use gasoline to make spicy spaghetti dishes.
Not recommended. Do not do that.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Tom, your thoughts.
I don't believe that people don't know who Trump is at this point, and they have willfully decided to ignore everything he has said in order to vote what they think is the most important thing. And that's what voting is all about. But you can't claim ignorance when it comes time that Trump is going to pull the trigger and do some things that are going to hurt you and your family. That's what's probably going to happen.
Yeah.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
News from the Center, WRCE.
Since it's the Chicago Bears, it's a bloodbath, Rob. It's a bloodbath on Sunday. I have no. The Packers cover that spread easily and just demolish the Chicago Bears. What do they have going for them? They were broken ever since the Hail Mary. They have a new offensive coordinator. Veterans want to bench Caleb Williams. They have another guy, that an offensive lineman they just cut after a year and a half of a three-year deal. They got to eat a bunch of money. They have another stadium is probably going to be moved again to another spot. What do the Bears have going for them, Rob? What do they have? Nothing.
I'll disagree with you a little bit,
Evil.
No. Evil, this is probably a huge reach, but if they could get coached up properly, that is a pretty solid roster. It's a top 12, 15 level type of roster. I mean, I get it. Williams is in a huge funk, and maybe some guys on that team want to get him benched at this point in time. That's not going to happen. He's going through the rookie hiccups. But, Evo, you look around him right now. I mean, DJ Moore is a Pro Bowl level wide receiver.
You know, there's a lot that goes on today's Wisconsin farms that you just don't see from the road. Charity Seebecker is going to give us a quick update on some of the efforts that our Wisconsin dairy farm families are going through to try to make sure that they've got a great sustainability story, not only to tell consumers, but also to tell processors. That's one of the conversations on the way. Hello, everybody. Fabulous Farm Bay Pam Yonke, glad to be along with you on the Midwest Farm Report on this, the 18th day of November. What can I tell you? Kind of a fun one. On this day back in 1963, push-button phones are used for the very first time. Bell Systems started replacing rotary dial phones with push-button phones. Push-button phones use keys or buttons to dial a number, and now we've become far too familiar with that. The rotary phone is what you can't recognize, right? That started on this day back in 1963. Wow, it was on this day in 1978 that the mass suicides happened in Jonestown, Guyana. Remember that? Over 900 people committed suicide because founder Jim Jones told them to. It was called the People's Temple. Started in Indianapolis, and then he took them all to Guyana, where it all came down on this day back in 1978. Happy birthdays to Dynasty actress Linda Evans, turning 82 today, and actor Owen Wilson. He is 56 years young, and now you know. Well, the professional dairy producers want all dairy operators across the state to know they've got money available for some of the conservation practices that you've already got in place. It's trying to build your story, your carbon footprint, and ultimately, we hope the story turns into money for you from companies that need those carbon credits. That's a little ways down the road, according to Shelley Meyer, executive director of Professional Dairy Producers. But she says the money they've got available right now is in short supply, so you need to take action now.
Well, Professional Dairy Producers ran a pilot program and then tested it, ran for Your Farm, Your Footprint, an industry-first producer-led initiative. And we originally rolled out with some grant dollars from our foundation that were sponsored in part by Nestle, at the amount of $4,750. That covered about 500 acres. And we've had really positive uptake on that. But because we have dollars that are in the foundation, and the foundation is a partner on this initiative, that the foundation was developed by dairy farmers for dairy farmers, our boards, both the foundation board and professional dairy producers, decided to double the grant so we can cover up to 2,500 acres. We think it's really important that dairy farmers lead the initiative on sustainability, but they can't do that without, in a safe way, understanding and knowing what their carbon footprint on their farm is. And the first farmers that have went through this initiative, we have proven that the U.S. dairy farmer, especially the Wisconsin dairy farmer, is probably the most sustainable in the world. So our board said it's important that we get more farmers to have the opportunity to discover that so they can lead the initiative. And we're very excited to expand the grant. The dollars are going to run out, but our goal is that if we have dollars, to get them immediately in the hands of dairy farmers. So now's the time.
First 100 dairy farms that register by November 1st are considered the ones that are likely to get the monies. Now, sustainability in these kinds of programs can look very different operation by operation, Shelley. Are you finding some core examples that people might want to think about if they want to apply?
Now, the important thing is to know that there's they're the only ones that are going to get their numbers. So through Your Farm, Your Footprint, we run through the models three programs. It'll be Comet, and it'll be an international program that allows them to see what their international score would be so they can compare it with any farm around the world. And then the farm program, which their processors have probably already run that program on their farm. And then all the dairy farmer has to do is through a third-party group that is going to collect the data, but it's signed off that they're not going to share it with anybody else. The dairy farmer then will get to look at what their numbers are for their carbon footprint. And that gives the farm a starting spot for where they are today on their carbon footprint. So it is, the nice thing about this, we've been hearing from farms that they're skeptical of some other bigger programs that are out there. This is a good starting spot without them having any risk, and they're the only ones that are going to get their score.
Shelley Meyer, Executive Director of Professional Dairy Producers. They just wrapped up some educational seminars last week on these available grants. A best way to try to engage in the process now, go to their website, pdpw.org, pdpw.org, or reach out to their office. All right, markets and overnight electronic trade on a Monday morning. Pretty quiet. Numbers are next, as well as numbers from the equipment manufacturers. As you might expect, some of those combine and tractor sales are starting to slip. I've got that on the way.
At CHS, we know what it takes to feed and fuel the world, to integrate a global ag and energy supply chain, to advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world, to build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
Attention farmers and ranchers. The Can-Am Ag and Business Program wants to reward hardworking folks like you. Head to your local Can-Am dealer to find out how you can get extra coverage on top of a rebate of up to $1,500 on select Can-Am Defender and Outlander models. If you've had your eyes set on a Can-Am workhorse, now is the time to get your own. Visit your local Can-Am dealer to add a true game changer to your roster. Certain conditions apply. See dealer for details.
Actor portrayal.
When I first looked into life insurance, I worried about the hassle. Then I found Better Life. Their simplified issue whole life coverage plans mean no medical exam. I found a plan that fit my budget, and now my final expenses are covered. Plus, I get Better Life member benefits at no extra cost. That's definitely better.
Better Life Insurance, where better means belonging. Call 888-488-4136. Insurance issued by Better Life Insurance Company. Terms and conditions apply. Member benefits are subject to change. Contact a licensed agent for details.
Okay, it's time for our fan field goal kick of the game. This week's contestant already looks like a winner, Jim. He's sporting a Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist Corn t-shirt. Well, with an advanced combination of exclusive genetics at his side, this should be an easy 3 points. Like three distinct modes of action against above ground pests. All right, here's the kick. It's good! Not bad for a guy in work boots.
Start your best year yet. Visit pioneer.com/no pests.
Welcome back on a Monday to the Midwest Farm Report. I'm Pam Yonke, and I'll tell you what, I don't think anybody is surprised that the Association of Equipment Manufacturers released their fourth quarter numbers as far as sales of tractors and combines. In the month of October, they saw U.S. sales of ag tractors drop 14.2%. Combine sales dropped 34.6% compared to last year. Now, remember, timing is some of it. Obviously, farmers are pretty much done with that equipment or busy with the harvest during that time frame. But still, it does tell us that the economy, as far as farmers are concerned, slipping. And it's not just here in the United States. Kurt Blades, Senior Vice President of the Association of Equipment Manufacturers, headquartered in Milwaukee, said Canadian sales of ag tractors also dropped, down about 15% compared to last year, and Canadian sales of combines fell about 27% compared to last year. A lot of it is because of our commodity prices, and that train is not turning around this morning. In overnight electronic trade on a Monday, right now I'm seeing corn market pretty quiet. December corn currently up 0.75 cents at 425. March corn's up a penny, $4.36. January soybeans are down about a nickel at $9.94. November beans right now, November new crop beans next year down six at $10.14. December wheat is 4 cents stronger, with July new crop wheat also up four at $5.74 a bushel. On Friday in Chicago, the barrel cheese gained a penny and a quarter, 168.5. 40-pound block cheese gained 3.5 cents to 169.25, while AA butter gained 3 on Friday to close at 263 a pound. The December Class 3 milk that goes into cheese up 14 cents right now at 1890. The January contract's up 2 at 1898 a hundredweight. Boy, with the way these commodity prices are looking, it is very tempting to start cutting your budget. But one crop advisor says don't cut crop insurance. His name is Doug Yoder. He's the agency manager with Country Financial out of Champaign, Illinois. And he says crop insurance is the one tool you really can't afford to not have going into 2025.
In this negative net farm income environment we're in, where inputs are still high, but the prices have plummeted quite a bit, there's no denying in my mind that farmers got to push the pencil pretty hard this winter and cut costs any way they can. I always tell them this in this environment. I really hope they don't voluntarily reduce their main coverage. Crop insurance, bar none, is their main safety net. And I just hate to see them voluntarily reduce their coverage. And I think they're going to need all the coverage they can get in this sort of environment.
Doug Yoder, he's an agency manager with Country Financial, a crop insurance company out of Illinois. He does remind farmers that if you had a revenue-based guarantee, you might want to still pay attention to some deadlines there. You've got basically 15 days after you get done harvesting to take a look at where the revenue side of your claim stands and talk to your crop insurance provider. So that's something you may still yet be able to do. Coming up next, you know, kind of continuing to tell the story of what Wisconsin farms are doing to not only protect the environment, but share that story with processors that want to know about protecting the environment. Charity Seebecker's got it with our friends from Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. That's on the way on a Monday.
Can't get enough farm news? The stories you hear and more 24/7 at MidwestFarmReport.com. Stay tuned as we'll be right back.
Matt Nair on air.
And we are here with Matt Randolph, Mr. Global. Donald Trump now will be coming in for a second term. There has been talk of removing sanctions from Russia. What would that mean, Matt, for the oil and gas industry?
So it depends on what Russia does, but we've seen nothing to suggest that they want to have anything to do with lowering oil prices.
And so the prices are essentially going to stay the same?
In all likelihood, yes.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail, and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Stuart J. Waddles. I've been into like pistachios. Now they sell them shelled. That's probably my favorite movie snack for when I'm at home.
Are you getting paid by Big Nut? I don't know of anybody that has pistachios during a movie.
Listen, I would love to be paid by Big Nut. I could do cough drops during movies if people would pay
me. Let's redirect here because this could go bad.
Yeah, this guy, I think it already is.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we will take a look at what happened over the weekend. Don't worry, nothing. Well, yeah, some things are going to happen over the weekend. We'll wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Family Traditions. I'm Charity Seebecker with the Midwest Farm Report. And for this month's Check-In with Dairy Checkoff, we're joined by Laura Rotz, owner of Wagner Farms. As a fifth-generation family-owned dairy, they're a perfect example of how Wisconsin farmers balance caring for their land and their animals, helping build a sustainable future for their farms and the community.
I'm very honored that our family is amongst 99% of the farms that are family-owned. And our farm started in 1896 and is now a fifth-generation family farm where our farm motto is people, animals, and environment. And all three of those are extremely valuable parts of our dairy that we make a priority to appreciate and value and take care of each and every day. And our team is both my parents, Hank and Pam Wagner, myself, and then my husband, Tyler, and my brother, Sean. And then we have total with our family, 14 full-time employees. And I think one of the really cool things about our farm is each of our family members specialize in a different area. And my dad, he is our CEO, and he handles a lot of things that go on behind the scenes. And my mom, she handles all of our lawn care and farm cleanup. So her expectations is our farm is spotless at all times. She also makes lunch for our farm every day. And my husband, Tyler, he manages all of our employees. He's also our feed manager, so he's like our on-farm cook for our cows. My brother, he is our crops manager and handles all the maintenance and really digs in and values to take care of our environment and the natural resources. And then I handle all of the PR and I do a lot of the social media. And then I also manage all of the animals, or as I like to say, the three C's, cows, calves, and cats. And I am passionate about all three.
You mentioned you have five generations, so that's a lot of experience that's been passed down. And I'm sure that's helped you to decide why you do what you do. So take us through just that. Can you share some of the sustainability practices that you guys use on your farm?
Yeah, so across Wisconsin, farms have shaped by the hard work of the previous generations and like our farm being fifth generation. And now today's farms really strive to leave it even better for the next generation. That's just what we do as a industry. And on our farm, we really focus on the people, animals, and environment. And we strongly believe that those three things are really what makes up our farm's success. We like to say that our animals are living on an all-inclusive resort. They have a highly nutritious meal that's planned for them every day with protein, vitamins, and minerals. And they eat so much better than we do. They just have an access to an all-you-can-eat buffet all day, access to fresh water and comfy sand beds to land as if they're laying on the beach. And our farm is also a part of Green Bay West Shore Demonstration Farm, and that's where we demonstrate conservation practices, and we're dedicated to protecting our natural resources. And we like to utilize a lot of cover crops that keeps the fields covered throughout the winter months. So our cover crops actually act as a blanket over the soil, which protects the soil from erosion or runoff and just keeping all of those beneficial microorganisms in place. We have a nutrient management program, and that's where we work alongside our agronomist that specializes in soil health and nutrients. And we test our soil to know just what best fits the health of our soils and the crops that we're going to feed to our animals. And we have a variety of different practices that we use to be able to save water and reuse it up to four times on our farm. And we collect any water that comes off our concrete from rain or snow melt. And that water is actually irrigated onto our field and slowly puts nutrients back into our soil.
Laura, as you're talking, your passion really shines through for your dairy, what you do, and just supporting the industry and the environment as a whole. So what can others who are listening do to enjoy that enthusiasm and support Wisconsin dairy too?
I think one of the biggest things or one of my passions is, first and foremost, ask a farmer, not Google. If you're wanting to know more about where your food comes from or what we do on a daily basis, I highly recommend setting up a farm tour or following farmers on Facebook and learn about all the dedication and time and value that goes into being a dairy farmer. And then I think what you can do every single day, one of the biggest ways to support a farm is to buy local and look for that Proudly Wisconsin dairy or cheese badge on all the products that you purchase.
And then as a dairy farmer, what is the one thing that you want people to know about Wisconsin dairy?
I think the one thing that I would like people to know is we're so passionate about people and animals in our environment, and we're proud to be among less than 2% of the population that produces that delicious food that we have the opportunity to eat every day.
Laura Rotz, owner of Wagner Farms, joining us for this month's Check-In with Dairy Checkoff. Supporting Wisconsin dairy means supporting hardworking farmers like Laura and her family, who are dedicated to producing high-quality products while taking care of the land and animals. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. The Todd Alba Show.
Brady joining us live via phone.
I tell the guys before every game, and honestly try to do it before every practice, challenge is going to come. This team is not just going to show up and allow us to walk all over them and win. Really what matters is how are we going to respond to that. And if you can adapt and use it as a learning opportunity, it's going to set you up to go accomplish darn near anything you want to.
I think there are a lot of people that need to hear that message today.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Recent developments impact advocacy efforts for animal agriculture. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork. Hurricanes Helene and Milton happened almost back-to-back, devastating a huge swath of the southeastern United States. Many farms and farming communities were affected. The American Red Cross and other organizations are accepting donations for relief efforts in those stricken communities. They can use your support. There's a link on the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com if you'd like to help.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
At the end of last month, animal agriculture advocacy group Protect the Harvest ceased operations because of declining financial support. I talked about it with Hannah Thompson-Weeman, who heads a different group with a similar purpose, the Animal Agriculture Alliance.
It's very unfortunate to see that organization not able to move forward. We believe that we need more voices in this space and not fewer. And they certainly took a different approach to the issues and communicating about them than the Alliance does in our typical operations. But again, there was a lot of room for collaboration to try to safeguard animal agriculture.
Animal rights groups are much better funded than animal ag defenders. Still, in the recent election, several state and local ballot initiatives involving animal ag came out in favor of ag. Ann Thompson-Weeman says overall election results do not bode well for the anti-animal ag contingent.
Potentially a little bit less optimistic under a changing administration, looking towards the new year from some activist groups that thought they might be able to get some traction on things like the dietary guidelines, the farm bill and subsidies and those types of things that they're trying to challenge.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Madison filmmaker and musician James Runde. And Civic Media host Earl Ingram joins the show to talk about his favorite film noirs. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Selling your cattle is easy with American Foods Group, a family-owned company bringing you the best prices and expertise right from the dairy, ranch, feed yard, or local market. Call today at 800-345-0293 or email info@AmericanFoodsGroup.com.
The Dom Salvia Show.
State Senator-elect Jody Habesh-Sinikin. What's the best way, do you think, it is to approach a difference in not just opinion, but in what we perceive as facts with those that may not be aware or don't agree with it?
First, having a conversation. Try to get an understanding of what is really bothering them and try to offer solutions at the state level or at the local level where there can be progress.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.